The week's cases for the week ending October 31st, 2025, by Alvin Astor, LA County Public Defender's Office. Causing an accident proximately resulting in death establishes implied malice. Last year, this Court of Appeal issued an opinion on implied malice murder in a Watson 30 Cal 3rd 290 context, Chagoya 102 Cal App 5th 499. In Chagoya, the defendant, driving under the influence of oxycodone, crashed on the freeway, blocking traffic. She then passed out. 30 minutes later, a driver of a tractor trailer crashed into the traffic stopped by the initial crash, hitting another vehicle, which hit another vehicle, killing that driver. The Court of Appeal dismissed the murder charge, saying that to establish implied malice, the DA had to show that the defendant intentionally remained in her car and knew that this action would endanger the life of others. But the evidence was that the defendant was so impaired, she had no idea what was going on. This Court of Appeal clarifies Chagoya. You can bet that when a Court of Appeal clarifies a case favorable to the defense, it's always bad for us. In this case, the defendant rear-ended a car while driving drunk at 100 miles an hour. The defendant's car came to a rest against a concrete barrier wall blocking the HOV traffic lane. The victim, riding a motorcycle, hit the defendant's stopped car and was killed. This seems similar to Chagoya, but the Court of Appeal says that it's not. The Court of Appeal says the crucial differences are, quote, the length of time between the defendant's initial actions and crash and the subsequent collision, and because of the physical distance between the two crashes, close quote. So what's the rule? It's some nebulous distance in time between the defendant's action and the accident causing death? Navarez versus Superior Court, D085897, 1027-25, CA 4th Division 1. Jury instructions on lessors is not required absent substantial evidence of the lesser. The defendant was convicted of voluntary manslaughter. On appeal, he argues that the judge erred in failing to give the jury an instruction on involuntary manslaughter. The Court of Appeal summarizes the differences between murder and voluntary manslaughter as opposed to involuntary manslaughter. Quote, in sum, defendants who either intend to kill or knowingly act with conscious disregard for their actions' natural and probable endangerment to human life have acted with malice and are guilty of either murder or voluntary manslaughter. By contrast, a defendant who commits a predicate act endangering human life without realizing the risk involved, when a reasonable person in the same position would have been aware of that risk, has acted with criminal negligence and is guilty of involuntary manslaughter, close quote. The judge does not have to give jury instructions on all lesser offenses unless, quote, there is substantial evidence from which a jury could reasonably conclude that the defendant committed the lesser uncharged offense but not the greater charged offense, close quote. Thomas, 53 Cal 4, 771 at 813. The Court of Appeal says that the evidence in this case was not substantial enough to require the jury instruction on involuntary manslaughter. Peel versus Sevilla, A169669, 1027-25, CA 1st Division 4. Bad case on statistical evidence establishing a violation of the RJA is depublished. I reported the Court of Appeal opinion in this case back in July. The Supreme acted on it last week. If we establish a prima facie violation of the Racial Justice Act, RJA, we're entitled to a full evidentiary hearing. There are now several cases on our right to discovery to establish that prima facie case. McDaniel, 111 Cal App 5th, 228, says that statistical data of an RJA violation is by itself enough to compel discovery. Can statistical evidence alone suffice to establish a prima facie case that the RJA was violated? There's a concurring opinion in Mosby, 99 Cal App 5th 106, saying yes. The majority opinion in Mosby states that such evidence plus factual examples of racial disparities is enough to establish a prima facie case. This Court of Appeals said that statistical data alone is not enough to establish a prima facie case, concluding that the data here failed to demonstrate a, quote, substantial likelihood, unquote, of a violation of the RJA. The Cal Supremes granted review in this case and transferred the case back to the Court of Appeal to, quote, reconsider the cause in light of the impact, if any, of Assembly Bill Number 1071, close quote. Notably, the Supremes also depublished the opinion. It's not clear what the reference by the court to AB 1071 means. Perhaps they mean AB 1070C, which says, quote, the legislature reasserts the low threshold required to establish a prima facie showing, close quote. Maybe low means that statistical data alone is enough to establish a prima facie case. Peel versus Jimenez, formerly at 112 Calat 5th 779, Supreme Court order at 2025 Westlaw 2983100, 2025 Cal Lexus 6405. Wrongly granting a peremptory challenge is not prejudicial error. Code of Civil Procedure Section 231.7 enacted new procedures governing the use of peremptory challenges, greatly expanding Batson 476 U.S. 79 and Wheeler 22 Cal 3rd 258 challenges to exclusion of jurors. 231.7 says that if an appellate court finds that denial of an objection to a peremptory challenge was wrong, it's prejudicial error. Quote, should the appellate court determine that the objection was erroneously denied, that error shall be deemed prejudicial. The court judgment shall be reversed and the case remanded for a new trial. Close quote, CCP 231.7J. That means that the Court of Appeal has to reverse, right? Oh no, it can't mean that. Here, the DA's objection to the defense peremptory challenge was wrongly granted as opposed to wrongly denied. This Court of Appeal concludes, quote, that the deemed prejudicial standard does not apply when the objection to the peremptory challenge was erroneously granted, close quote. Oh, and that might be kind of tough, aka impossible, but too bad. Give me a break. This is nonsense, and thus the outrage of the week. People versus Guzman, G 065309 1022 25 CA 4th Division 3.